We have a patient who's septic, okay? And she started on broad spectrum antibiotics, which is going to be our fourth generation cephalosporin, cefepime, as well as vancomycin. Not to get pulled into the antibiotics here, but it's just a broad spectrum combo that they chose, any number of combos you can use for sepsis. But she clearly has low blood pressure and she has high heart rate. She's going to need fluid administration. So in this case, we're just going to give Ringer lactate, which is essentially the same as normal saline, 0.9% normal saline. Both are acceptable as answers in the treatment of just a fluid recess. So Ringer lactate and 0.9% normal saline, both are correct answers, which is obviously why 0.9% is not listed here as well. Ringer lactate has a little bit of potassium and calcium in it, whereas 0.9% normal saline doesn't. But the idea here is not to give you a superfluous, long-winded explanation of all the different types of fluids and when you could use them, X, Y, Z. Although educational, it should be mindful of just what is our goal here. We're trying to just get you points in the USMLE. I can pretty much say, having gone through the NBME exams, just all sorts of USMLE questions, that the answer is pretty much always going to be just normal saline or Ringer lactate. Okay, Ringer lactate tends to show up in surgery questions. You might be tempted at times to select 3% saline or even 0.45%, 1/2 normal saline. Those are almost always wrong answers. So you might get a patient who has hyponatremia and you say, oh, well, wouldn't we give 3% hypertonic saline to correct the electrolyte disturbance? But almost always the wrong answer. In a theoretical sense, very, very small amounts of hypertonic saline can be administered to symptomatic patients with hyponatremia. But on the USMLE, on NBME questions, never seen this to be the case. We just use normal saline. Such a high risk of central pontine myelinolysis, aka osmotic demyelination, when we correct hyponatremia too quickly with hypertonic saline. So it needs to be a very slow increase in the patient's sodium, no greater than 12 to 24 milliequivalents per 24 hours. So, and likewise, as I said, 0.45%, 1/2 normal saline, almost always a wrong answer. And if we correct hypernatremia too quickly with hypotonic saline, we can get cerebral edema. That should just be noted. Students tend to memorize central pontine myelinolysis as being associated with correcting sodium too quickly. But then the question might give you correcting hypernatremia too quickly with hypotonic saline, and you have to be mindful. The answer there is cerebral edema, not osmotic demyelination. 5% dextrose in water, choice B, and 50% dextrose in water. Those can be answers for hypoglycemic episodes with type 1 diabetics. On the NBME, they might tell you that there's a guy who went out for a jog and he was found unconscious. He's wearing a bracelet that says he's a type 1 diabetic, and they ask what kind of fluid he needs, and they'll have normal saline listed there. And you're like, oh, yeah, like normal saline. It's like pretty much always the answer, which is true. But in this case, he would need dextrose and water. Okay, that's just the high yield exception you need to know. There's an NBME question where they say 50% dextrose and water. I've seen other questions where they say 5% dextrose. So it's not the percentage that matters per se. It's just being aware of type 1 diabetics who have hypoglycemic events, and they're going to need some glucose administration. And choice D is just a distractor, okay? 50% dextrose in water followed by normal saline. That's not going to be an answer. I think I can just generally say that when we have an electrolyte disturbance, whether it's calcium, whether it's potassium, and fluids are going to be administered, just go with normal saline, 0.9%, or Ringer lactate. They really like that as the next best step in management when we have an electrolyte disturbance, notably too much of an electrolyte. So if you were to get a question, let's say, where they give you hypercalcemia or hyperkalemia, and they say, what do you do next? Answer, just normal saline. I think a caveat can be in the setting of hyperkalemia, where we have ECG changes. You need to know that IV calcium, usually calcium gluconate, but one of the newer 2CK NBME questions has calcium chloride as an answer. It's like, ooh, wow, chloride and not gluconate. But you need to know that ECG changes in the setting of hyperkalemia, you're going to give IV calcium before you give normal saline. And that just stabilizes the myocardium in the setting of the hyperkalemia. That's it.